Now, it's been a cold spring. It continues to be a cold spring with temperatures in parts of the county dipping below minus, or dipping to minus and dipping below zero, I should say, last night. Is this a sign that the winter isn't done with us yet, or is it our old friend the Scaravian, Thomas? Thomas Harrington is with me on the line from Causeway. Thomas, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kelly.
How cold was it in Causeway last night?
Just cold, all right now, so it was in effect and down here by the sea now at the moment, and which is, it's healthy, like, but it was just pretty cold now last night, I don't know, like, but just starting to warm up a bit now.
Okay, that sounds good. Look, are we in the Scaravian?
We definitely are. We are indeed. The Scaravian comes in the last 2 weeks of April and up until the 13th of May. And if anybody took notice there, the swallows came there around April, the 15th of April, they usually come. But they've gone completely soily now, and I think they're going to way down south, down to southwest Cork at the moment, because the main diet for the swallow is the insects and the flies. And when you have this cold at night, you won't have insects and flies.
And they were gone again, because the cold came in and damped down the insects, and that's the impact it's having this year.
Yeah, definitely. And like, Scaravian, it is rough weather. The translation of it is, it is rough weather. Scaravian, Veen is weather, and Garav is rough. Mm. And it is rough weather. I'm down here by the sea now this morning, and the sea is calm enough now, but it's dark. It should be bright, like, you know. Yeah. And when you come to the middle of May now, 13th of May on, to warm up, and it affects everything. It affects everything. It affects the fishing, and the fish won't be during it, and it affects the people's skin and. You over here, a meshkers in your hand, in your fingers.
Yeah.
And that's the dryness, the sin is that, and the bitterness. Some people that their hands will crack after it, and it affects everything. It affects the animals. One time, it was always 13th of May. It was always the day for the fairs, and the starmen would be showing their horses there and things like that, and they wouldn't start showing them up to them because there'd be no point in it. It affects the fertility of animals. It affects an awful lot of things, like.
And we're having a serious one this year, you reckon? So it's going to stay kind of coldish, you reckon, for another couple of weeks before we're out of it?
Well, no, I'm looking around here now at this guy at the moment. We'll probably get rain because there's thing called goats here. That kind of a cloudy bottom to the sky. Yes. They call that goats here.
There's rain
and,
due this evening.
Well, you have that. You have to have a clear blue sky before all that has to clear away before it gets settled weather.
Yeah.
So it is.
And, look, and if we have a Scaravian, what's going to happen in the summer, Thomas?
Well, I tell you what, it's just nature. It's just nature. I wouldn't have no problem with it. I think it's very natural to get it.
Yes.
So it is. And I remember 60 years ago at home, we had barley set, and it was up nicely, you know, when the Scaravian came, and our neighbours, there was a small bit behind us, and they didn't set it until after the Scaravian. And because it's cold, wet, you can get it cold and wet as well. And their crop was twice the crop that we had.
Really? It had that much of an impact on the timing of things?
And agriculture and stuff from Limerick. John McNamara came here several times to look at it. Even though their crop was planted almost a month later, when it came
it was
to
much
the,
better.
The harvest, I was only about a week to 10 days with difference in the ripening.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible stuff. Thomas, listen, thanks for talking to us about that. I'm warning people out there on the Scaravian.
Sorry, before I go, I'm proposing a horse for the late show. we badly need someone with a bit of substance sent up there. The crowd up there, they're living in a bubble. They don't know about the real life at all in rural Ireland.
To sort out the world up in Dublin. Okay, I'll think about it, Tomás. Thanks, you're very kind.
Sorry,
you're very kind indeed.
You know, sometime else, Morton's to say to you, and I know you will, and you're a great help to us.
We'll do. Good man. Thanks. There you go. That's Thomas Harrington from Causeway talking about the Scaravian. If you felt it yourself, the cold weather, 13th of May before we'll be done with it, apparently.